These are science nerd glory days around here because the Philadelphia Science Festival is kicking off this weekend. Joining us now for a quick preview is Dr. Frederick Bertley. He's Senior Vice President of Science and Education at the Franklin Institute. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this year's Science Festival. What are some of the biggest highlights for you?
First of all, this is our fifth year, so we're super excited that the city has embraced this opportunity. We started off 5 years ago with about 110 partners. This year, we have over 200 partners bringing 110 events in and around the city of Philadelphia and South Jersey.
And what's the idea behind the Science Festival? Why did you want to do that?
Philadelphia is the first city of science in this nation. This is where Benjamin Franklin did his great work. This is the city that had the first hospital in the nation. This is the city where the computer was invented. And so Philadelphia has this rich and robust history around science, technology, engineering, and math. And us being the Franklin Institute, we really thought that, hey, let's try to compete and get an NSF grant, a National Science Foundation grant, to create a Philadelphia Science Festival. And we specifically didn't call it the Franklin Institute Science Festival because we really wanted to embrace the city of Philadelphia.
And it also attracts a lot of people to events, to science, who might not walk into your great museum.
That's the best part. I mean, science is everywhere. You can't wake up in the morning and get through the day without specifically being impacted by science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether it's your tweeting, texting, using your cell phone, whether it's the genetically modified food you eat, whether it's the clothes you wear that material science has impacted that, science is around us. Yet there's kind of an apathy or a scaredness of society about science. So the Philadelphia Science Festival wants to disseminate all that, break down those walls, make science accessible, make it fun, and make it relatable to you by hands-on interactive things that stimulate your senses, get you excited, and most importantly, want you to learn more about science.
Sunday is the busiest day in the Science Festival, and on that day, the Pulse is sending out three contestants who will try to go to as many events as possible in that one day. What are some of your favorite events on Sunday?
First of all, I hope your three Pulse folks lace up their Nikes, because we have 19 events in and around Philadelphia. This is our partnership with organizations that actually lead the experience. And so you can go to Jefferson University for the Is There a Doctor in the House? And there you can actually experience some amazing stuff that you can normally not see. The robots that teach surgeons how to do the surgery and other incredible simulations that test the next generation of medical students. You can go to Rowan University. They're hosting a STEAM event, a science, technology, engineering, arts, and math event, where they're combining everything from planetarium shows to understanding coding to breaking down of video games, really getting into to the intersection of history, community, and science outreach. You could also go to Riverbend. They're hosting Sustainability Sunday, Simple Steps to a Natural Greener Life. And this is really looking at environmental sciences, climate change, but also composting and what you can do as a person in the city or in the suburbs in terms of impacting climate change. So really a suite of 19 different events for little ones, middle-aged ones, older ones, friends, family. The entire community will get something out of Explorer Sunday.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Dr. Frederick Bertley is Senior Vice President of Science and Education for the Franklin Institute. And by the way, we'll be hosting a Philadelphia Science Festival event here at our studio at WHYY on Monday, April 27th. It's called Big Ideas for Busy People, and it'll feature a variety of scientists doing all kinds of great work. We hope to see you there. All the details are at our website, whyy.org.